Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah now gives more examples of Tircha Meruba, which is forbidden on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, in Oisin Esa'am Batchila, it is forbidden to start digging a canal of water in a field Bamoed on Chol HaMoed, because this requires a large amount of effort. As well as that, the Mishnah makes reference to Shmita again, with Ashavias, and during Shmita as well it's forbidden. Not because it requires lots of effort, that makes no difference during Shmita. There's no reason to keep the Shmita atmosphere like a Yom Tov atmosphere, and the Yom Tov spirit of resting and not doing hard work. Rather, the reason when it comes to Shmita is because digging a canal of water is similar to a process which was done in fields where they would dig the ground slightly and soften the ground in order to prepare it for planting. So since that is forbidden during Shmita and digging a canal of water is very similar, the Majabonon digging a canal is also forbidden during Shmita. However, the Chachom say, it is permitted to dig a canal of water to start with during Shmita, since according to them, it does not look like this process of softening the ground. Because over here, you're getting rid of all of the earth. You're digging a large ditch, so people can see the difference very clearly, and therefore it is permitted. Now, although it's forbidden to start digging the ditch or the canal of water during Shmita, if it was already dug but it was blocked at a particular point, so that does not require Tircha Meruba, a large amount of burden and effort, and therefore Masaktan in some cool colors by Moyed, it is permitted to fix the ones which are damaged or blocked up. Even on Chol HaMoed, this is permitted. Now, the second half of this Mishnah goes on to another exception of things which are permitted on Chol HaMoed. We've had Dover HaOved, and now we've got Tzorchei Tzibur. Things which are for community purposes and needs of the public, those are permitted during Chol HaMoed. And so, Masaknes Kol Kuli Amayim Shebereshus HaRabim, it's permitted to fix large underground pits of water in a public domain which have become damaged. This water was collected for people to be able to drink it, and if it was damaged, then it could be fixed on Chol HaMoed, perhaps to prevent dirt coming into the water. The Chod Tineson, you can also remove the dirt and stones which have fallen into the water. And on a similar note, on the Saktan Sadrachim Vesarachivus, it's permitted to fix the roads and the streets on Chol HaMoed Ves Mikvos Hamayim, and any mikveh of water. If it perhaps requires water to be added to it, there is a minimum volume of water which is required for every mikveh, 40 sa'ah. So if any of these public mikvahs have less than that amount of water, so there needs to be water added to them, and that should be seen to on Chol HaMoed, where people generally have more time anyway, so they can take care of public needs. And they can do any public needs, because since people are not working now, these things which are necessary to be done are most likely to get done now. Alright, another couple of examples. It is permitted to mark graves with lime. They would pour lime onto graves in order to mark them very clearly, to signal to people that there is tumor over here. Somebody who comes in contact, or walks over even a grave, becomes tomei, and he will have lots of restrictions as a result. And also it's forbidden for a kohen to become tomei at all, and therefore they need to be marked. And this is also part of the public needs, and so it can be done on Chol HaMoed, v'yotzin athal ha-kilayim, and messengers can go out, even about kilayim. Kilayim refers to the prohibition of planting two different species together. Now the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Shkolim says that in the middle of the month of Adar, the Beis Din would send out messengers to search in the fields and to check if people had planted kilayim. This Mishnah is now telling us that also on Chol HaMoed they'd go out and check, and if they found them, then they would uproot the kilayim, or they might force the owners to make the entire field ownerless, or punish them in some other way. The point of the Mishnah over here is to tell us that just like they went out in the middle of Adar, these messengers would also go out to check the fields on Chol HaMoed. One of the reasons for this is because these messengers would need to be paid, and since on Chol HaMoed it's anyway forbidden for them to do other forms of work, so they would be willing to do this for lower wages. And since the wages of these people came from the public funds, which everybody was obligated to contribute towards, so it is better that the amount which they have to pay is less. Now, it should be noted that although we have seen many leniencies over here regarding to Tzorchei Rabim, needs of the public, it is not so simple that anything which is for the sake of the public is permitted. According to many, it is only permitted if it is either a Maisa Hedyot, term which we'll come across a number of times, maisahejet means it's done in an unprofessional way. So either that, or if it is for the sake of Yom Tov, letzerech Yom Tov, then tzorchi rabim would be permitted. So either if it is a maisahejet, an unprofessional way, or method, or if it is a tzorech Yom Tov, for the sake of Yom Tov, only then would the tzorchei rabim, the things done for the need of the public, be permitted on Chol HaMoed.